بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم. أما بعد، we learn from our pious predecessors that actions are like the seeds of a fruit. If we are going to take care of that seed, then it will benefit us. If we are going to be neglectful of that seed, then we are going to harm ourselves. In exactly the same manner, if we are going to take care of our actions, then you'll find the resultant benefits will be there for us to experience. And yes, if we are going to be neglectful and heedless, the consequences are even more dangerous. Our pious servants of Allah Ta'ala say that the reward of good deeds is hidayat. And a further positive spin-off is that when a person gets hidayat, then he is granted the tawfiq by Allah Ta'ala to follow it up with further good deeds. And the punishment for sin is that one is compelled to follow that sin with another sin. One single act of goodness begets a series of actions of virtue, and one's profits for the akhirah multiply. Similarly, one act of sin leads to more sins, and the effect of it is visible in one's character. If a righteous person left out any good deed, he would feel confined and restricted like a fish out of water. The soul will only feel at rest in the oceans of decency and modesty. Another way of explaining an act of transgression is that a sinner only feels satisfied by committing another sin. There is a longing for rebellion. There is no pleasure, but rather to pacify the pain that exists because of not being involved in sin. We have to understand what is required of us. But very importantly, we have to entertain this mindset. Khalifa Abdul Malik once delivered a sermon and he wept profusely while begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "O my Lord, my sins are great, but a small amount of your forgiveness is greater than them. Ya Allah, forgive the greatness of my sins with a little of your mercy." Asma'i had said that these words reached Hazrat Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, who cried upon hearing them, stating that if ever any words were uttered that should be inscribed in gold, these were the words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of recognizing good and bad deeds. Allah ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of being involved in virtuous deeds, thereby securing our salvation in this world and the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.